Test 4, Part 3. You will hear five teenagers talking about what sort of holidays they enjoy. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list, A to H, what each speaker says about it. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3.
Speaker 1. I've been travelling since I was quite young, and I've been right round the world, and have had the time of my life, and it's been a wonderful learning experience. But lately, because of all the publicity about it, I've begun to worry about the environment. Should we really be doing so much travelling? So I've been trying to be a conscientious consumer. I have taken to sleeping on beaches or in the least expensive hotels I can find. However, as much as I hate it, I can't avoid getting on an aeroplane now and again. Speaker 2.
I travelled once with my brother, but I soon realised that having to do what someone else wants is just not for me. So from then on, it's been strictly a solo effort. The sight of a large crowd just gets me running in the opposite direction, I'm afraid. I was also into the beach and sun holiday at first, but now I tend to go on courses. Last year, I took a course in Muslim art in Tunisia. I enjoyed every minute of it and think that will be the pattern of all my future holidays.
Speaker 3. I can't say travelling still has the appeal it used to have for me. I remember the days when I thought it was fun to sleep in a train corridor from Belgium to Spain. Well, not anymore, I'm afraid. Too old for that sort of thing now. And I can't stand the way people rush around. How can you get the sense of a place if you spend the whole time in a bus rushing from site to site? We just rush around too much nowadays. Having said that, I feel as if I'm almost running out of places to visit. Even remote places are full of package holiday makers these days. Speaker 4.
I'm a pretty nervous traveller, and I'm not sure I'd like to travel alone. I think travelling is much more enjoyable in company. I also love meeting new people, so I don't go to places where that's not very likely to happen, such as the Gobi Desert, where my sister wanted me to go last year. What's more, I work hard, so when I go on holiday, I really want to feel spoiled. So I prefer expensive, luxurious hotels. And I let someone else do all the planning for me. I just ring my travel agent and ask her to book me in a hotel where I can lie by a pool and do nothing for a week.
Speaker 5. I hate flying and I hate airports. I dislike having to go through all the security at the airport, but I suppose there's not much choice in the matter. Unless, of course, you choose not to fly like I do. And why should you? I mean, how can you get a sense of anything if you just jump on a plane and arrive somewhere a couple of hours later? And where is your sense of adventure? Give me a good old train journey any day, or even better, get there on a bike if you've got the time and energy. Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one. I've been travelling since I was quite young, and I've been right round the world, and have had the time of my life, and it's been a wonderful learning experience. But lately, because of all the publicity about it, I've begun to worry about the environment. Should we really be doing so much travelling? So I've been trying to be a conscientious consumer. I have taken to sleeping on beaches or in the least expensive hotels I can find. However, as much as I hate it, I can't avoid getting on an aeroplane now and again. Speaker 2.
I travelled once with my brother, but I soon realised that having to do what someone else wants is just not for me. So from then on, it's been strictly a solo effort. The sight of a large crowd just gets me running in the opposite direction, I'm afraid. I was also into the beach and sun holiday at first, but now I tend to go on courses. Last year, I took a course in Muslim art in Tunisia. I enjoyed every minute of it and think that will be the pattern of all my future holidays.
Speaker 3. I can't say travelling still has the appeal it used to have for me. I remember the days when I thought it was fun to sleep in a train corridor from Belgium to Spain. Well, not anymore, I'm afraid. Too old for that sort of thing now. And I can't stand the way people rush around. How can you get the sense of a place if you spend the whole time in a bus rushing from site to site? We just rush around too much nowadays. Having said that, I feel as if I'm almost running out of places to visit. Even remote places are full of package holiday makers these days. Speaker 4.
I'm a pretty nervous traveller, and I'm not sure I'd like to travel alone. I think travelling is much more enjoyable in company. I also love meeting new people, so I don't go to places where that's not very likely to happen, such as the Gobi Desert, where my sister wanted me to go last year. What's more, I work hard, so when I go on holiday, I really want to feel spoiled. So I prefer expensive, luxurious hotels. And I let someone else do all the planning for me. I just ring my travel agent and ask her to book me in a hotel where I can lie by a pool and do nothing for a week.
Speaker 5. I hate flying and I hate airports. I dislike having to go through all the security at the airport, but I suppose there's not much choice in the matter. Unless, of course, you choose not to fly like I do. And why should you? I mean, how can you get a sense of anything if you just jump on a plane and arrive somewhere a couple of hours later? And where is your sense of adventure? Give me a good old train journey any day, or even better, get there on a bike if you've got the time and energy. That's the end of part three. Now turn to part four.